As the number two man in the Clinton administration, Al Gore's reputation as a green candidate has been damaged. Gore's book on the environment, Earth in the Balance, was hailed by environmentalists when it was first released. Now, almost a decade later, many of those same environmentalists have been disappointed by his lackluster support of their issues while serving as vice president. Gore's been almost silent during the campaign on what could have been a keystone issue for him. It was only a few weeks ago, during the second presidential debate, that many voters got their first real view of Al Gore's environmental positions.
I'm really strongly committed to clean water and clean air and cleaning up the new kinds of challenges like global warming. He's right that I'm not in favor of energy taxes. I am in favor of tax cuts to encourage and give incentives for the quicker development of these new kinds of technologies.
In a recent talk before a group of environmental journalists, Gore advisor Katie McGinty went even further, comparing the record of her candidate with that of Republican George Bush.
The records, the plans, the proposals, the commitments are clear. Rhetoric aside, the reality is that Al Gore has been a lifelong committed servant to public health protections and the environment. George Bush has put the polluters above the people, the special interests before the common interests. In Al Gore's hands, the environment has been and will be safe.
And McGinty says under a President Gore, the environment would become even safer. Gore, she says, wants the U.S. to lead the way in reducing pollution that causes global warming. He wants the government to help the big three auto manufacturers build cars that pollute less or don't pollute at all. He wants the government to preserve big tracts of land for wildlife. Gore believes the federal government can and should lead the way in protecting the environment. However, George Bush uses those kinds of ideas to draw a line of distinction between himself and Al Gore. Bush says Gore's plans show he wants the federal government to take an activist's role in restricting pollution and protecting the environment. Governor Bush says more of the decisions should be made at the state and local levels. Christopher DeMuth is George Bush's environmental advisor. DeMuth also spoke to the gathering of environmental journalists. He told them Al Gore is a romantic environmentalist.
Romantic environmentalism consists largely of denying the realities of practical policymaking. Its modus operandi is the dramatic claim of impending catastrophe and the moralistic attack on anyone who makes a compromise in the pursuit of environmental progress.
In contrast, DeMuth says Governor Bush is a practical environmentalist who compromises when it makes sense. Vice President Gore, though, says the Bush campaign is framing the issue in the wrong way.
I think that holding on to the old ways and the old argument that the environment and the economy are in conflict is really outdated. We have to be bold. We have to provide leadership. Now, it's true that we disagree on this. He's for letting the oil companies into the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Houston's just become the smoggiest city in the country, and Texas is number one in industrial pollution. We have a very different outlook, and I'll tell you this, I will fight for a clean environment in ways that strengthen our economy.
Early in his campaign, Gore was criticized for allowing environmental compromises during the Clinton administration. Some environmental groups say Gore backed away from his earlier positions on the environment. However, in the general campaign, many of those groups have put aside their differences with Al Gore and now support his candidacy. They say that even if Gore only lives up to half of his promises, he'll do more for their issues than a Bush White House ever would. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.